Travis Bubinek, thanks for joining us in the KERA newsroom.
Thanks.
So what happened out at the Prada Marfa site a couple of weekends ago that got this whole story started?
So basically, sometime in the wee hours of Sunday morning, somebody apparently spray-painted the Prada Marfa installation blue. They strung up a bunch of Tom's Shoe Company flyers. They strung up some hanging Bibles and quotes from people like Jack Kerouac and Bob Dylan. And it wasn't discovered until later that morning by some Valentine locals who came on the scene, felt bad about it, and started cleaning it up.
Now, this isn't the first time this piece has been in the news lately either, right?
It's been vandalized before when it first opened. I mean, it was shot full of bullet holes. People stole all the Prada Marfa bags out of the installation. And most recently, it's been in the news because after the other roadside installation here, Playboy Marfa, was deemed an illegal billboard by the Texas Department of Transportation, the department turned around and said, you know what, we think maybe this Prada Marfa sign should be illegal as well. That would only be fair. So they did classify it illegal. And since then, Ballroom Marfa, the gallery that takes care of the Prada Marfa piece, has been in talks with TxDOT about whether this installation will have to move.
Now, there have been some developments in the story this week. A suspect was actually identified and arrested.
That's right. Joe Magnano was arrested this Tuesday in Wichita Falls by a state trooper. There was a warrant out from his arrest from Presidio County, and he reportedly told this trooper when he was arrested that the reason he vandalized the piece was to, quote, reach out to the art world. You know, this guy is a self-described artist. But I can tell you just from what we've heard in the community here that most people haven't considered this guy an artist at all, but rather just your average vandal. In fact, some people were pretty upset we even referred to him that way. But yeah, he was arrested, posted bond later that day, but he is charged with criminal mischief.
So what are the next steps for the caretakers of the Prada Marfa site? What are they going to do?
The damage that was done to the Prada Marfa piece, according to Ballroom Marfa, was anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000, maybe a little bit more. And that's money they don't just have in reserve, so they're going to have to initiate some fundraising efforts just to restore the site. But they have said they will get it back to its original shape.
Travis Bubinek, thanks so much for talking with us, and keep us posted.
Will do. Thanks.